Hello and welcome to the S-Word Scraps segment, a little special we've cracked up to help Dom edit this podcast.
So, start to learn to edit this podcast.
I'm speak.
We have seven topics today. We have a maximum of 5 minutes.
Per topic.
And we are starting right now.
Wait, who are we?
We're not starting now. We are starting after this. I'm Dominic Nguyen.
I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Stephen Carnes.
I'm Speak.
I'm Michael Lee.
I'm Albert Liu.
All right, and our first topic is, Mark, 34 seconds, Simon Pegg, the creator of such movies as,
actor.
The actor in such movies as Shaun of the Dead, Spaced, I believe he was in as well.
As a television series.
He's the bald guy, right?
Star Trek.
Hot Fuzz.
Et cetera, et cetera. So, Simon Pegg, start talking.
Scotty.
He was a very good Scotty. I liked his Scotty.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Even though he barely had any lines.
Get down! That's not for climbing!
Actually, much bigger from Shaun of the Dead, or really... It took a while before Shaun of the Dead really sunk in with a lot of people, right?
Yeah, Shaun of the Dead, people... The thing is, it was kind of advertised as a full-on
zombie movie. Yeah, right? It was a full-on zombie movie. People did not know it was a romance movie.
Or a comedy.
Or a comedy.
And then for Hot Fuzz, people were like, oh, yeah, this is a comedy. Yeah. Oh, we get it now.
Yeah. Hot Fuzz was death, all like exploding body parts.
Hot Fuzz was interesting.
What do you mean by interesting? Extrapolate.
You go into it, it's like, oh, this is kind of neat. Oh, they're talking to a farmer who's taking in Gaelic and stuff like that. And then it's like, at the end, holy crap, everything's going crazy.
Yeah, all dead bodies. They're going against the police who are evil.
So did any of you actually see Run, Fat Boy, Run?
Yes, I have.
How was it?
It's not that bad.
It's not very watchable.
Good. It's certainly nothing special about it, but nothing horrible about it either. I think it's fine. I think that Simon Pegg can actually pull off a lot of different things, and I just don't like seeing him wasted in something like that where any basic actor could be put in there. He has a certain flavor to him that needs to be applied to different kind of projects.
Yeah, what's he in coming up next, actually?
It's the serial murder one?
No.
It's the alien one, right?
I don't know.
It's just a name. It's a like a plain name is the name of the film.
I recently read that he's going to be starring with David Tennant in... It's two names together, something and something. It's about the series of murders.
That's the one that's serializing right now.
All right, I'm looking at IMDb right now. The one that Kevin is talking about is called Paul.
Paul, there we go.
The one that Mike is talking about is called Burke and Hare. And the one that I'm staring at is called The Adventures of Tintin, The Secret of the Unicorn.
Yeah, he looks so much like Tintin.
He's not Tintin. No.
Tintin is like a 16-year-old boy. Simon Pegg is what, 40 now?
Well, yeah, but dude, he's got the same face and everything.
Tom Hanks in The Polar Express.
Exactly.
I do not want to talk about The Polar Express.
That is creepy as hell.
Also Santa Claus in The Polar Express.
Yes, let's not talk about that. Keep going.
Also The Train.
Have we kept talking yet? I'm talking now over you.
I speak.
Yes. So anyway, Simon Pegg. I actually haven't seen Spaced yet. Have any of you? I hear really good things about it.
You have to have a certain mindset to watch it.
You have to be high like Flight of the Conchords.
No, it's very still very dry humor, and it's actually a bit dated now when you try to watch it.
Oh. Anyway. Simon Pegg. Any other thoughts? We have a minute left, so closing thoughts.
I really enjoy the action figures they've created for Shaun of the Dead.
Really?
There's a very nice Medicom, I think it's Medicom, or Sideshow Collectibles, one of those two, created a 12-inch tall Shaun of the Dead pair. It's both Simon Pegg and Nick Frost. The Nick Frost one didn't sell very well.
Oh,
the Simon Pegg one's cool. It comes with a cricket bat, and he has the little bleach, not the bleach, the red ink in his pocket on the shirt and everything. It's really nice.
Actually, one of my favorite costumes of all time at an anime convention was from Shaun of the Dead. It was, you know, Shaun and, I can't even remember his friend's name in that movie. Was it Nick?
Well, that's his real name.
But anyway.
Nick Frost's character.
Yeah, Nick Frost's character. There were two guys dressed up as that, and they were running around with vinyl, getting in poses to throw it at people. And it's like, wow, it actually is Purple Rain and the Batman soundtrack.
Well, I don't know how hard it would be to find those LPs.
Well, the Batman soundtrack would probably be pretty easy to find. I don't know if you'd be able to find Purple Rain very inexpensively.
I'm sure you could still find it for maybe like 10, 20 bucks.
That's true. All right, that is our segment on Simon Pegg.
I've been wondering about getting an LP.
Ian, get over here.
A record player sounds like a cool thing to have, just to hear records.
We used to have one. True. I don't know what happened to it.
Oh, we've tagged people in.
We have tagged people in. So,
tag team.
What the die has come up with, topic number 36, which
Wait,
is...
Wait, who are the people?
Oh, we've switched
who
out...
Who are they?
We have switched out John, and we have switched out Mike in favor of...
Ian.
And...
Jennifer.
All right. And the topic is swords.
Are you serious?
The topic is swords. And Mike is screaming from the bathroom right now.
Wait. We all assigned each other a sword that we were going to be, right? Well, some of us did. I know I'm lightsaber and you are rapier.
Starting now, I am rapier, yes. Because it is an elegant weapon, and also it makes me giggle when I say it.
Wait, what year?
Yes, the rapier. It was a good rapier.
I remember I'm lightsaber. I don't remember... None of you guys have assigned swords.
No, none of us.
So what are your assigned swords?
What sword? If you were a sword, what kind of sword would you be? We're going to go all Barbara Walters on you.
Bastard.
John whispers bastard as the four look puzzled into space.
Probably some thin, rusty, ineffective sword for me.
The rusty sword you usually start with in the first dungeon.
Yes, exactly.
The rusty sword or the wooden sword that you replace. But if you keep it around, it'll become awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like to think that anyway.
I don't know what kind of sword plays video games.
Well, there was that one Dragon Quest sword where you just swing the sword at slimes on the screen.
And there was the slime controller.
Hell yeah.
A Wii controller?
I'd be Waggle?
You'd be Waggle controls. You'd be the Waggle lightsaber attachment. All right.
You know what? I'll just pick one of those old school little kids wooden swords from when they were playing. You know,
the old pirate sword.
Yeah, the old pirate sword. Pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, all I can say is, you know, it doesn't really do much, but you can come up with so many crazy things to do with those.
Albert?
All right, I'm going to have to go with something from my childhood. It is a PVC boffer sword.
Excuse me?
Boffer?
Boffer sword. It is a chunk of PVC with a foam wrapping around it, and you hit other people on the head with it.
Oh, those things.
Sorry, that just reminds me of LARP D&D.
Yeah, kinda.
I don't want to think about that.
Is it like the noodles that you swim with?
Yeah, except they have a hard core, and so it hurts.
And so the thing is that, as you see so often, people will slip off the foam part of it, and they'll smack each other with PVC.
Ooh, and that really, really hurts.
It really hurts.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
Wait, so you actually played around with foam bopper swords?
Yeah, in high school. It was funny. It was the greatest scam ever, because we started a club for the sole purpose of making money so we wouldn't have to pay for it ourselves.
The club was about
the
bopper
club,
swords?
The club was a bunch of friends who got together and essentially got the school to pay for materials to make bopper swords so we can mess around after school and hit each other on the head.
Wow, that seems like the best club of all time. All we did was play Axis and Allies in D&D after school.
Oh, man. Oh, on top of that, afterwards, hey, look, we had some spare cash left. Well, since all the members are, like, graduating, let's just give the money to ourselves as a donation and buy some anime.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
See, our school didn't fund clubs. We had to raise our own money.
Oh, no, that was the best part. We had to fund our own clubs, too. What we did was we went to Costco and bought stacks of candy, and because clubs were allowed to fundraise, we would sell candy to all of our friends and use that money to buy stuff for ourselves.
So you were basically money laundering.
Why, yes.
Holy crap.
Dude, every school was just a big center for money laundering.
What?
Key club, whatever other,
Did you
like...
just call them Gee Club?
Key.
Oh, okay.
You don't remember Key Club?
No.
I was a member of
it. It was the
public
community
service or whatever.
One.
Yeah.
That was basically a bunch of BS, so you could just put it on your college app.
Yep.
I remember Future Business Leaders of America, which I joined to go to L.A. Yeah. I joined for the sole purpose of getting a free trip to L.A. and skipping school for a week.
Yeah, I wish I had been smart enough to get in on those scams.
Yeah, meanwhile, my high school club actually did involve swords, because we would play D&D after school, so we'd be like, yes, I have this +5 sword, and I smite this giant! Or, you know, more often it would be because we were stupid playing D&D. It's like, hey, I've got a 25 strength, I'm going to pick up this goblin and use him as a weapon. Because that was even more effective, because you picked up a goblin and you hit him with...
Well, that's essentially 99 knights. So.
That is pretty much 99 knights when you play as the priest. It's pretty awesome.
Works for him.
Yeah. Or when you play as the troll. But anyway... What?
No, nothing.
What are you looking at me like that for?
I'm just looking...
All right, so that pretty much brings
so
it
concerned
in.
Concerned with me looking at you. For
yes.
Shut your eye holes.
Exactly. You shut your eye holes.
Aww.
All right, that kind of brings us to the end of the swords segment. Let us switch out to more people. Yep. So I'm going to say Albert and Steve step out for John and Mike.
Get your ass in the seat.
Our next topic.
Get your ass to Mars.
Get your ass to Mars.
Wait. Soup. Where am I supposed to go? Soup. Hey, funny soup. So I had stomach flu this whole past week. And guess where it came from?
What kind of soup?
Soup.
Pea soup.
Oh,
from
man.
Where?
Sorry.
Yeah, San Francisco Soup Company.
Really? San Francisco Soup Company?
The one right next to my work, so I'm not eating there for a while. I'm pretty sure it's just, you know, whatever. It happens. It happens to every place, so
yeah.
I'm not like...
I've actually only had split pea soup once when we were at
Pea Soup
Anderson's. Pea Soup
Anderson,
yeah.
Pea Soup Anderson's soup is really good.
Well, it used to be. It's not that good
really?
Anymore.
It's not good anymore?
Yeah. My family's gone up there almost every time they go from L.A. to Berkeley, and they're saying it's gone down.
When was the last time they went?
The last years time ago. I went to Pea Soup Anderson's was about 2 years ago, I think. Yeah. Two and a half years ago when I came down to Disneyland with you guys.
Yeah, I'm hearing lots of reports that last
sucks.
Month or
I
so. Yeah.
Soup Anderson's yeah.
I don't know what's happened for it, but it's just low quality.
I went there and I love buying the candy chalk. It's candy, it's not just chocolate.
Sure, it's not.
Pea Soup Anderson's what, is it Dutch?
Yeah.
It's a big windmill, so it should be Dutch. But it's a Dutch place on the side of Highway 5.
Yeah.
And it's got this really big and chintzy souvenir shop next to it where you can buy the most random crap.
Yeah. Lots of crystal.
And candy.
Chalk.
And right next to there is an actual, you know, pea soup-oriented restaurant, which actually has other stuff, but people mostly go there for the sandwiches and pea soup.
Yeah. It used to be very good. It used to be very good.
It's not very good anymore?
No, apparently not. Man. You know, hopefully it comes back, but...
No, I'm worried about the next time trying. I'm like, well, I still, you know, I know what it was before, but what is it now?
Yeah.
Now look what you did.
Well, I'm just letting you know.
I was fine before in my ignorance, but now I'm like...
Well, maybe I'm wrong.
Now I have to think.
Yeah.
You have to compare it to the pea soup in your memory.
Yeah.
You can never go home again.
Yeah.
You can never go home again.
It can never compare it to the pea soup in your memory.
Nothing
can never
compare
to
the pea
soup
in my memory. Did you guys ever do that thing to your other grade school?
Oh, yes. So after everything I say pea green soup.
Okay.
Okay, what'd you have for lunch today?
Pea green soup.
What'd you have for dinner today?
Pea green soup.
What'd you do after dinner today?
Pea green soup. It was the exact same thing with rubber buns and liquor. Except I didn't understand the rubber buns and liquor one until I was about 14 years old, 13 years old. For some reason. I didn't understand that one, but I totally understood pea green soup.
Wait, was I in the exact same realm as your thought process?
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
Hey, Kevin, after everything I say, you have to say rubber buns and liquor, okay?
Okay.
What did you have for breakfast?
Rubber buns and liquor.
What did you have for lunch?
Rubber buns and liquor.
What did you do with the girl you find?
Rubber buns and liquor. I don't get it. Can you explain
why this entire show is based on a homophonic coincidence.
Homophobic? What? Pretty sure that you have to deal with heterosexual there.
This podcast. I love soup.
I love
wonton soup. Moving on to me.
Wait, we have 1 minute left.
Okay,
what's your favorite soup?
Wonton soup at King Sin's in Berkeley.
Ramen.
Chicken noodle, straight out of the can, condensed.
I'd have to say cream and mushroom.
Pho?
Cream and mushroom, yes!
Yeah. I have a problem with that, though. I'm lactose intolerant.
It's awesome.
Hold on.
Yeah, it is.
Let's double-sided bro fist.
Oh, goodness.
That's so dirty.
Next topic. All right, next topic. Let's switch out Ian and Jen for Steve and Albert. Albert, get away from Olds!
God damn it.
You can't play while this is on, unless you want to have, like, fun times.
All right, we are on topic number 6.
Move down.
31, which is Saturday Night Live.
Oh man.
I've not watched it in a hell of a long time.
So just talk about classics.
The last
that's
SNL
cool.
I watched was Taco Town.
Basically, that's the thing is that every once in a while, Saturday Night Live, you'll find a diamond in the shit pile that is Saturday Night Live.
Yes, correct.
The thing is that people will point it out to you on Hulu, so you do not have to actually watch Saturday Night Live by yourself.
No, sometimes it's not on Hulu, though.
Sometimes it's not, but usually you can find it.
Or
like
on YouTube.
Dick in a Box was a bright spot, 2 years ago now?
Yeah. It was something around there.
It's been a while.
But it was good times.
It's that recently, they've never been on Hulu.
Recently.
Like Hip Hop Kids. I remember that.
There was The Rock as Superman.
Yes.
That one was good.
Just The Rock in general. Jesus. That was a great SNL period.
Robot Insurance is not on Hulu either.
Robot Insurance is. Old Glory Robot Insurance is on Hulu.
Old Glory Insurance.
Metal ones come for you.
And they will.
They will take your medications.
And when they grab you with those cold metal arms, you can't get away
because they're robots.
Made out of metal.
Yeah.
Wait, do you remember the skit Jeffries? That was one of my favorite ones where it was always Jimmy Fallon and one other guest host, and then they would be at Jeffries in New York and they would make fun of all the customers that come in, like making fun of their fashion, and then Will Ferrell would show up at the end every single time. And he would also like be all stuck up, but he would have a smaller cell phone every single time until the final time they did that skit, where he came out with a gigantic cell phone. And he's like, "Big is the new small."
Most of us grew up during the Silver Age of Saturday Night Live, right?
With there's Mike Myers. Silver ages?
So there's the Golden Age, which had Chevy Chase.
I didn't know
Eddie
that.
Murphy.
Yeah, Golden Age was Eddie Murphy, Chevy Chase,
Bill Murray,
Aykroyd. Exactly, and so the Golden Age was brilliant. I mean, you go back and so much of their stuff, like Little Powdered Donuts. I still go back to that one. Do you remember that one?
No.
With Jim Belushi training for the Olympics?
Oh, God, I remember it barely, but I remember that.
It's Jim, right? Who's the funny one?
Yeah, Jim Belushi, yes. He's the big white guy. Yeah.
Not John Belushi, right? The other one?
I thought it was John.
Damn it, I always get those
Forget
wrong.
Forget it, Belushi.
The funny Belushi.
The Samurai Baker.
I mean,
you go back to anything that Belushi did, you know?
Cheeseburger.
Yeah, everything back in that age was brilliant. And then you got to the Silver Age, which was Mike Myers, Norm MacDonald, Adam Sandler,
Dennis Miller,
Chris Rock. You know, and then you got a lot of good stuff that came out of that. You know, you had Wayne's World, you had Daily Affirmation with Deep Thoughts with Jack Handy.
Daily Affirmation with Stuart Smalley.
With Al Franken, actually.
Yeah.
I forgot about those.
U.S. Senator Al Franken.
Yeah. What was the one where they had the Jeopardy?
Celebrity Jeopardy was the modern age. Will Ferrell.
That one was...
Celebrity Jeopardy ones were really good. Pretty much the only reason to tune in.
That's correct.
Come on, there's still some good stuff they were running.
That skit was the only dependable, always going to be funny one.
And Weekend Update, for the four segments.
Yeah. That's like the Daily Show, basically.
Alec Baldwin's segments with sweaty balls?
Yes, the NPR.
The modern age actually became interesting because it was the guest host that actually made some of the shows good. Like,
you
knew when Alec Baldwin or Steve Martin were coming, it was actually going to be good.
The Rock one really surprised me.
I liked all the Rock episodes. I like all the Justin Timberlake episodes. Those ones are just like, forget trying. Let's just screw around for the entire hour.
And a half, actually. But how many of you have actually ever consistently stayed up to watch the C part? Because the A part is where they put their A jokes. The B part is where they put a bunch of kind of S jokes with Weekend Update
really
in the middle.
They don't do that anymore, though.
They don't do C jokes anymore?
No, they actually are pretty spread in a lot. They actually write quite a bit now. I think they have a really larger writer's graph, and then they scrap a lot.
Okay, all right.
Like these topics.
Yeah. And then what about, let's see here, what about 30 Rock versus Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip? Do you watch either of those? The shows that are based on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
Which one did you like better?
I actually enjoy Studio 60 quite a bit.
I like 30 Rock,
I'm getting a bit tired of.
I really like Studio 60 as long as they didn't show the actual comedy portions, because those were the less funny parts of the show.
So what do you, Mike, Steve, Mike, what do you guys think about SNL and all that?
I didn't actually watch it very much during my lifetime, so I only have little snippets here and there. Like, there was some shark skit from the...
Land shark,
yeah.
There you go.
Who is it?
Land
shark. Candygram.
I don't want any candy, man. Land shark. Land shark, aren't you? Please, ma'am, I'm only a dolphin.
And that's time.
Aww. All right.
Switch out. I believe it's Mike and John's turn.
We're on the fifth topic now.
You're on the fifth topic.
Wow, these are actually going pretty quickly.
Streets of Rage.
5 minutes.
We hope you're enjoying the ADD.
Mm-hmm. Number six is Super Smash Brothers.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, Super Smash Brothers. It's a...
It's a good thing I'm not.
So, all Falco these are Punch. The only things that I know from Super Smash Brothers. Falcom!
Punch.
Hi!
Pokemon Fire! Oh, sorry, is it TK Fire? TK Fire!
TK Fire!
TK Fire! TK Fire!
Pikachu.
Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff.
Mario.
You
can see why Smash Brothers is not one of our top
yeah.
Oh, crap. Oh, and Luigi.
Just a little further. Just a little. Oh!
Fall off.
Was that?
Which I never became a big fan of Smash Brothers.
I didn't like Smash Brothers because the thing is that I'm a serious. Well, okay. People will dispute me on this, but I do not consider Super Smash Brothers to be a very fun and or competitive fighting game engine because the ease
you don't think
of
it's
ring
fun?
Outs.
Take
I don't
that.
Think... What was that, Mike?
Take that.
Anyway, so
we're
the thing
get
is,
the angry
I mean,
letters.
My strategy, and it worked in Super Smash Brothers, was to play as Yoshi, eat people, and jump off the edge. if they were really low on health, I would eat them and beat them out off of the edge, and then they couldn't get out. And that was pretty much my strategy. And that was what I did. I pooped people out as eggs.
You know, you can do that with Donkey Kong, too. You can do it with anyone. You can just grab them and then jump off.
But Donkey Kong, it was always like a big middle finger, because it's just like, and we're going!
Donkey Kong was a big middle finger because his moveset is pretty limited, isn't it?
Well, I remember we used to play with this one other guy, Mika, and he thought that you were invincible as Donkey Kong if you just did the same move over
Oh, the
over
ground slap over. Thing? Yeah.
You didn't try anything else. It's like, oh, this
and then you would just shoot him with a gun and he would die.
Yeah.
I hated that game so much.
Totally sucked at it. My main goal in that game, and I almost ended up, third or fourth place, was just trying to stay on the platforms, and I kept failing.
Yeah.
I thought I was playing it with noobs, and we were all noobs and all trying this game, and I thought it was fun in that regard, in that we didn't know what we were doing, so we were just like, try all these different characters and not know what the heck you're supposed to do with them.
I especially hate the really big levels where
the camera just pans.
Where the camera just pans out and you can't see your character, and then one guy will just stand somewhere, stand still, and you'll just blend into the background. This is especially noticeable when you're Link in Hyrule.
Yeah.
And you just stand
it's
there.
All
no
green.
One knows you. No one knows where you are. And people just run around and hit each other. And you're just like, I'm standing right here. And I'm blending in with the background.
That's
and you guys
what
kill
I
each
do.
Other.
And I don't
that's
know how
just
to play
not,
either.
Yeah, that's just not fun. I don't like the Super Smash Brothers series for this reason. I would much rather play Mario Kart. Because everybody's on pretty much an even playing field, and you know exactly where everybody is at any given time.
Which is kind of nuts, because, was it Serlin? Serlin did that whole long...
Mario Kart? Or
No, for Smash Brothers. He did this huge series of, like, tutorial videos on high-level Smash Brothers play.
Oh, that exists, I know.
I know,
I mean,
but
you
it's...
look at all the wave dashing and stuff like that, but I just don't care. I don't like the system. All
right, that's fair.
Jigglypuff.
Yep, this topic went well.
Falco Punch!
Falco Kick!
Fox only, no items. Final Destination!
What?
Sorry.
What?
It's dumb.
All right, I think we're done with this conversation.
Did we
even
make
it's not,
to 5 minutes?
Not really.
Oh,
just,
boy.
Let's keep going.
Or die for another one.
Are you sure we can't do an entire episode on this?
Keep going.
Going where?
Going where?
Going.
We're switching out.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, that was a success.
Wait, Ian just went. I'm out.
Just fine. Just fine.
Right. Very good. All right, whatever.
Just sit down.
I'm set.
Come on.
Yes. Come on.
Number 9 is Samurai.
Okay.
Samurai.
Okay, again.
Samurai Warriors?
I like
Samurai X?
Showdown's
good.
Take this.
Yeah,
it'll help you in the battle.
What?
You can have my what?
Take
my
this
ribbon. I can give it back to me
after
you
win
battle.
Your battle.
What?
Samurai X.
Oh, right.
It's loaded with fun.
Yeah, the really bad dub of Kenshin for the Asian market.
Which you can now watch on whatever that...
Crackle.
Crackle.com. You can go and see the international English dub.
Wow.
Or it's
so
even
bad.
Crazier. What is it? Batuisai?
Yeah, Batuisai.
Batuisai. Oh, man. So, yeah, Samurai Showdown was a good game. Samurai 7 is a good series.
I
didn't like Samurai Showdown
because I just went up against too many people who were way better at the game than I was.
That's
because
you went up against
Mal.
What? What are you talking about? I don't think I've ever played him in Samurai Showdown.
It was all the same.
I played Mal once.
You played Mal once.
Showdown again.
You play, yeah, yeah, that's about
it. It was still a good game.
It was a good game.
Just because you got your ass beat by Mal. I mean, the BBB.
You can say that fine.
Okay, good.
Let's not forget about, you know, classics like Samurai 7.
Yeah, or, Samurai 7. Yeah, that's, I said that. It's or, good you know, one.
Seven Samurai, yeah.
Yeah.
The Seven Samurai actually is a classic.
Yes.
Seven Samurai.
The Magnificent Seven.
Magnificent Samurai, yeah.
Which
yeah.
has no samurai in it. And
but cowboys are like
other
samurai.
Other classics like the Silver Samurai.
Oh, even
Six-String Samurai.
Even, Silver Samurai is an X-Men character, right?
Yeah.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
There's also just Samurai Warriors.
Yeah, there's Samurai Warriors.
There's Hondam.
And there's also the Samurai Cats. Yeah, that's a classic.
Samurai
right?
Pizza Cats.
Yes.
Pizza Cats, yeah.
Were they actually
to
samurai?
Go with the,
yeah.
Yes, to go with the Ninja
got,
Turtles.
Yeah, they so got shot out cats. Of a gun when they went to go and fight
that
people.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, I know, but that's what they did.
Then again, that's what happened in Sucker Titan 3. It made even less sense.
What do you mean? It's a gun in the Arc de Triomphe. Makes perfect sense.
Yeah, there's six of them.
Clearly.
Makes perfect sense when you think about it.
So here's a random note. Albert told me this once. He looked at the poster for the Seven Samurai, and he's like, is that the character for Samurai? I'm like, yeah. He's like, that's Chinese for servant.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
I know, I'm just saying. It's like, wow. I didn't know that.
Well, it's the servants of the lords.
I know, but, you know, everybody's like, oh, it's Japanese for knight. No, it's
sure.
Japanese for underling.
Hello, peon. How will you serve me today?
Yeah, so, it's what they are.
It's what they are. And you, if you actually know your Japanese really well, you understand that, because the way they
was
refer to themselves is this
yeah.
unworthy one,
yeah.
this unworthy being.
Isn't it great to be Japanese and being a samurai?
Oh, yeah. It's a wonderful life. You got to pretty much break the law. You could test how sharp your sword was against a peasant. And no one could do anything about it.
That's right. They were authorized to kill any peasant at any time for any reason.
Yep. And also there was the whole... anyway, there's actually an exhibit in the San Francisco Museum right now, the Asian History Museum, called Lords of the Samurai.
Hey.
And actually there are protests against this. What is it? Asianophilia is what people call it. It's like,
okay.
Samurai weren't really good people.
Well, that's not really true. They
were
bureaucrats.
They were just... people at who different laws applied to, which meant that some of them were jackasses.
Yeah, just go to the DMV.
Yeah, exactly. Except the DMV isn't authorized to kill you.
That's true, thank
as
God.
As we know.
Unless the DMV is hiding secret agents.
So that's why automobile accidents are the number one killers of Americans.
Yeah, I forget what state it is that's been allowing the FBI to just use the database for at the DMV for, you know, lineups.
Jeez.
Wow.
Good times, everybody.
Good times.
So what about, like, I don't know, the not quite historical portrayals in video games of historical samurai?
Those are hilarious.
Aren't they, though?
Have you seen Sengoku Gyojin Dullahan?
No.
It is a new one. It's motion captured mecha.
Oh,
it's
no way.
Nate Masamune.
Hell yeah! How do you say no to that? Jeez.
Wait, what does this have to do with samurai?
Because
Date Masamune is a famous samurai.
Masamune is a famous samurai. There's also, let's see.
Uesugi Kenshin is probably in there somewhere, right?
I don't know, actually.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Uesugi Kenshin.
He's pretty popular as, you know, the war god.
Yeah, but anyway, then there's, like, the porn versions of it, of course.
Yeah.
Rants. That was a pretty popular one for a while. What?
Is that like the Japanese version of
Koihime? It was actually another spreadsheets game.
Oh, okay.
It was another game by the guys who did Daibancho, and it was basically Romance of the Three Kingdoms, except there was porn instead of
and it was in Japan.
And it was in Japan.
Okay, I guess that works.
Me and my touching games, says
you and your,
Nanny
you
from,
and your...
from Disneyland.
You and your touching games.
What is?
All right, so that is pretty much our samurai topic.
Awesome.
We can add a little bit more if you want, but otherwise, let's switch out some people and get to the last topic, which is actually going to be a pretty fun one. Yeah, Ian's on his way. John, sit down.
Sit down. Oh, wait, there we go, there we go.
So number 8 is a fun one. It's Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, there you go.
I just saw First Blood yesterday.
I just saw Looney Tunes.
What?
Sylvester the Cat? Oh, no.
That's totally different.
Oh,
actually,
sorry.
He was just talking to me. He just finally had seen all the Rocky movies.
Yeah, I recently saw all the Rocky movies.
You just saw First Blood?
Yes, I just saw First Blood.
Don't tell me you saw Rambo and, you know, Rambo 3 and...
I haven't seen Rambo 3. I've seen the end of Rambo First Blood
Part 2.
I've seen the end of that.
Don't you love how it's First Blood, Rambo First Blood Part
2,
Rambo 3... And then Rambo.
Yes, because these movies are supposed to make sense. I actually can't stand Rambo for some odd reason.
Wait, wait, have you seen First Blood?
I haven't seen First Blood.
How can you not love that?
That's the actual only Rambo film.
Yeah, it's because it's the thing is that, you know, the whole concept of Rambo is that he runs off and kills Vietnamese people.
What's wrong with that?
The concept of Rambo. That's Hollywood changing the Rambo concept.
Yeah, okay, that's later Rambo.
The original
First Blood is
a man comes back from Vietnam and the world won't accept him.
Okay, that makes much more sense. That's much more Deer Hunter than...
And so when Brian Dennehy screws with him too much, he fights back.
Okay,
exactly.
In fact, I think First Blood, there's only one person that even dies in the entire movie, right?
Yeah,
he doesn't kill anyone. Yeah, so is it First Blood Part 2 where he goes back to Vietnam and re-wins the Vietnam War?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one I can't stand.
Everything after First Blood is kind of like the one
Republican fantasy.
It's what the public remembers of that character, which is a shame because First Blood's actually a really good film.
Indeed. Yeah, I was surprised by how good it was, honestly.
I'll go and watch that then, because I have not seen any Rambo, any of the boxing ones, except for the one where he comes out of retirement.
You've seen Rocky V? I've seen Rocky V. Any of the other Rocky films?
That's correct.
In fact, that's like saying you've never seen a Rocky movie.
That's correct.
Oh my god.
Okay. I'm great in this one.
I break you.
Instead of watching either of those.
I must break you.
I must break you.
Get a hold of Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Oh, I have seen that.
That's a great one.
That one was awesome. I saw that in the theaters. That one was great.
I have to say Oscar because it's one of my favorite movies.
Oscar is so corny.
Yeah, it's so corny.
Which one's Oscar?
Awesome.
Which one's Oscar?
He's the gangster in the late 20s, Prohibition era, and he's trying to go straight.
Oh.
I thought you were suggesting Stop or My Mom Will Shoot needs an Oscar.
I cleaned your gun. You cleaned my gun. You can't clean a gun.
All right. Actually, I should bring this up before we get to the end. How many of you have seen the trailer for The Expendables?
I have.
Because I am so looking forward to that.
Jet Li and Jason Statham.
And Rutger Hauer.
That's like so many of the movies.
it has Rutger Hauer.
Rutger Hauer.
It has Bruce Willis. It has Arnold Schwarzenegger as a cameo.
Whoa.
Jeez.
And then Jason Statham.
It's Planet Hollywood plus some more.
Apparently,
Cruz. And Terry Crews is in it too.
Terry, who originally was supposed to be, I think, I looked this up. I think he was originally supposed to be someone else. I think he was supposed to be Wesley Snipes.
Oh, until the whole tax problem.
I think so, yeah. But yeah, so The Expendables looks like it is
Dolph in this?
Pure. What? It's Dolph Lundgren.
He's in it.
He's in it. And he might be in there instead of Rutger Hauer.
I don't remember. I just know.
I just know it's like total 80s fantasy.
I heard about it. And I was like, Sylvester Stallone, Jet Li, Jason Statham. Wow, Jet Li and Jason Statham. I don't think they've ever been in a movie.
I want one day they will be in so many movies together that we will actually get to see Jet Li say, "I put a bomb in your room, Jason Statham.
So he gets to play himself in that one.
Jet Li as Jet Li, Jason Statham as Jason Statham. In the wonderful movie that you've all been waiting for, Jet Li versus Jason Statham.
That makes
by Sylvester Stallone.
Directed by either Sylvester Stallone or Bruce Willis.
That'd be a great SNL skit.
Yes.
Tom, we need to remake your Saints Row character into Jet Li.
So that you can be Sylvester Stallone. Right, not Sylvester Stallone, Jason Statham, that's right. Oh, that's right, your Saints Row 2 character is Jason Statham. I forgot about that. So I need to remake myself into Jet Li once we start playing co-op Saints Row 2 again.
That's how you play the game.
I like what... You heard what's how they're going to do with the fifth Rambo film, right?
What are they going to do?
No.
He has to hunt... in half human, half monster abomination.
What?
Yes.
Wait.
Hunting a monster now.
Are you serious?
That is a proposed plan. Yes.
Wow. So Predator?
Yes, basically, we're on our way
he's
to
like
Predator.
Hunting a predator.
Wait. Does he get a robot butler?
Wait. Why does the robot butler have anything to do with Predator?
Well, don't you remember? Happy birthday, Polly.
Yeah. What? Well,
right.
I thought they lost that robot.
Wait, no, which Rocky did he have the robot butler?
Yes, that was Rocky...
Rocky 4.
4, yes.
No, Rocky 5 he got it, because...
What?
No, it was Rocky IV. No, it was Rocky IV. Right.
Yeah. Because Polly dies, doesn't he? No, Mickey dies.
That's like an anti-spoiler.
Yeah, Mickey dies in 4, right?
That's a spoiler. He dies in 3.
He dies in 3, that's right.
Spoiler. It's not a spoiler. It's like so... that movie's like the same age as me, I think, or something like that.
It's like saying it's a spoiler to say that everybody is the murderer in Murder on the Orient Express.
It was a spoiler for me.
It's actually a spoiler for me, too. Thanks.
That was on my Netflix
spoiler. That's great.
I'll catch you next time, Gadget.
You didn't spoil me, Dom.
Thanks, Steve.
I'm trying to help you out here. I'm trying to make it feel better.
John's face is actually planted on the table.
I don't know if you can breathe. Breathe, John. Breathe.
Rise. Rise from your grave.
Arise from your grave.
In an Inspector Gadget movie, it would be awesome. Not Matthew Broderick.
As the chief?
Sure. Oh, yeah, as a chief.
The chief doesn't do anything.
He gets angry at the gadget all the time.
That's it.
And he stays inside the trash can that explodes or mailbox.
Yes, that's true. By the way, we are time for...
do you hate him?
Ended a while ago. It doesn't matter because we're not talking about Sylvester Stallone anymore. Who cares?
Sylvester Stallone cares.
I don't think he cares.
So I just want everyone to know that Dom's shirt says Arrow, as in E-R-O, as in erotic, and it's of hands touching him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a mouth with a little glob of saliva coming down from it and
a
happy eyes.
It is a parody of the Japanese logo Echo, which is eco-friendly, and so it's supposed to be a recycling arrow, but it's a parody. You get it?
But in America, no one knows that.
Well, in America, no one knows at all.
Incredibly creepy.
It is creepy.
That's the shirt I draw him in for the comic.
Arrow.
It's... And Miho liked it.
It's delicious.
I guess I should have just gotten the other one, which just said emo, and it had the emo globe.
And like long slicked hair and
with the emo reaction. All right. Are we gonna say anything else, or are we just gonna start?
Good night, everybody.
We're done with Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, I think Sylvester Stallone's done. Have we actually gone through seven scraps?
We've actually gone through seven scraps. You want another one?
We went through. Okay, sure. Hit me.
All right, I'm just gonna click at random.
What's
and
going?
The last one is Carmen Sandiego.
Carmen, where in the world is she?
She sneaks around the world. Sorry, what?
I always confuse that song with Mbop.
Mbop. Mbop.
I'm going to kill you.
Yes!
Well, what's wrong with that? I love those girls. They're hot.
That's the
Futurama?
I don't know. I actually had this conversation like 2 days ago, where people were talking about that the guys in Hanson were girls initially.
Hey, I don't care if they are guys or not, that they make cute girls.
Yes. Yes, they do. With those long blue hair and those...
Wait, what?
What?
<You're trying. laughs>
I'm a little drunk right now.
John loves them all.
He wants to stick them in blue wigs and maybe put some plug suit.
They're fantastic.
Has he ever told you about his Smurf problem?
Does he like eating them?
No. Oh, he likes eating them.
Oh. What was it? Rubber and what? Rubber and lick?
Rubber buns and liquor.
Rubber buns and lick.
Let's go back to Carmen Sandiego. I liked Where in Time is Carmen Sandiego because that actually came with a working encyclopedia. I played a lot of educational games, and Carmen Sandiego is one of my favorites.
Yeah, I would have a problem with it because, like, they would say, like, "Oh, here's the clue." I'd be like, "I have no idea what this means," and I'd take the gigantic dictionary and be like, "Look up that word." Oh, yeah. Go here. And then I knew I was doing it right.
Yeah, exactly.
So you played Steve?
It was one of two games in grade school, along with Oregon Trail, Carmen Sandiego. Where in the world was Carmen Sandiego? Yeah.
What about Reader Rabbit? Did you play Reader Rabbit?
Oh, Reader Rabbit.
No,
Jesus.
No,
that
sounds familiar.
I remember playing that, yeah.
Yeah, I think Reader Rabbit.
I remember that. It was just too easy.
Yeah, it was.
That's why nobody really. That's why nobody really
as
remembers
it. Oregon Trail, which just killed you repeatedly.
You got diphtheria.
But you could choose how you die, depending on the route.
You could do all the amount.
It's like
dysenteria, like dysentery and hysteria together.
Diphtheria. Diphtheria.
To me, the only good thing that came from Carmen Sandiego was the SNL skit, "Where in the World is San Diego, California?" It's like, California? No? No, you got a map right here behind us. No, we don't. We didn't think someone would get this that fast.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't really like Carmen Sandiego.
Do you remember the game show?
The game show. I loved the game show.
I loved the map at the end. You had to put the little markers.
Yeah.
There's every once in a while as a kid that ran too fast and bailed out, and then the marker, like, broke and stuff. I love that.
I love how that kid was always being chased around, too. And then, what is it?
What? What?
That kid was always being chased around by the host, right? Or did the host stand still and just shout at him?
They just shouted at him.
I think they just shouted at him.
I don't remember about kids being chased.
Stepped on a can, sorry.
Kids being chased sounds different.
Sounds like the grapist.
I'm going to tie up your parents, grape you in the basement.
She was asking for it. Can you see what he's wearing?
This episode has gone way too far now. Even I'm like pausing and being like,
I think the Carmen San Diego part.
You could never catch Carmen San Diego, right?
You could. At the very end.
Yeah, I've done it before.
Yeah, in the video you could do it at the very end.
Really? I just ended up always catching the same criminals over and over.
But if you messed up, I mean, you could fall behind and, yeah, never catch her, but if you somehow manage to guess right or, you know, figure it out, then yeah, you could get her.
Yeah, and meanwhile, in the game show, if you actually finished, you know, the chase part where you had the markers and you had to slam them down on, you know, various countries in the world, that would actually catch you Carmen Sandiego. But the real ending of the show for all of us, we didn't care whether or not they caught Carmen Sandiego because we just wanted the song.
Oh, mbop.
Mbop.
I have some people to jangle.
That's why God gave you two hands.
Exactly. That's what the Bible tells me. And then I have to give your scrotums to the king. No, I have to give your foreskins to the king.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God. Exactly. I don't have my foreskin anymore.
Have you ever read the Bible?
Okay, we're done. You can always reach us at feedback@s-wars-podcast.com. You were offended by anything. Most likely, you're addressing Dom. So you can always find all of our older episodes at www.s-wars-podcast.com. And Dom, what's that happy little place? Twitter.com/s_words. That's the end of the episode. Don't say anything else, Dom.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Actually, right now I'm just thinking about Yo Gabba Gabba because apparently it's like the thing to do to get high and watch Yo Gabba Gabba of all things.
What's that?
It's a Nickelodeon show. Oh.